I am the podcast guru. I want to help you make money off of just talking. Having a successful podcast is easier than you think. Listen to me, and I'm going to get you straight. I am the podcast guru. Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Castle Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru. I am back for another podcast podcast. This is the second one, and I appreciate everybody that's tuned in on the first one. So this one is about why you should podcast. And people always ask me that question, why to podcast? And you know what I say to them? It is crazy if you're not podcasting, okay? Now, at the end of the day, you don't need to be a tantalizing person. You don't need to be a charismatic person. You don't need to be a expert. You don't need to be anything to be to have a successful podcast, because at the end of the day, people want to listen to you. There is a niche for everybody. This morning, I on my podcast, I will always admit my mistakes as well and be completely honest. So this morning, I had last night, right? Me and my wife were having a discussion about a lot of things. And one of the things, mistakes I made was go off of my core of what my brand is. And because I was thinking, because, you know, I'm in media. I own the company. I own the radio station. I own a streaming service for, you know, where we produce our own content now. I own the hosted distribution company, a production company. You know, say there's a lot of companies and things I do. So one of the things I wanted to do videos, right? I wanted to do vlogs, right? So I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/CastingOverWilliams. And I wanted to do something called Minute Advice, where I'm giving advice about people. So I did like 40 videos of that. Then I wanted to do a video where I was critiquing other people's videos, stuff like that. And my wife's wifeager, she's my manager as well, she said to me, "Hey, baby, I love what you're doing, but at the end of the day, you need to stick to the core of what you're about, your brand." I was like, "Well, what do you mean? You know, when I look on YouTube, I see all these videos on these topics and stuff. So, you know, I guess jumping on the bandwagon, jumping on the wave. Hey, if I do videos like that as well, my videos will go viral or blah, blah, blah." She's like, "Baby, don't worry about going viral. Worry about what you know, your brand. The people will come. Don't worry about the numbers. Worry about the content." And I sat there and I said, "You know what? She's completely right." I got caught up in the hype of numbers. You know, like if I do, you know, I didn't think about vlogging and YouTube like I did about my podcasting. You know, my podcast that I did were our original podcast that at the end of the day, I didn't care about the numbers, but that was a niche and it found its home. People listen because it's a niche. It's my groove. It's my avenue. When I was doing YouTube, it was like I was just trying to jump aboard what was going on. And I did these videos that were talking about other people and criticizing and things like that, but that's not my niche. She was like, "Stay to your niche. Your niche is podcasting, Black men's mental health, and the relationship stuff. That's your niche. That's your avenue. What has made you money? Podcasting. You know what I'm saying? Doing these podcasts. So why not stick to what you know, and then the people will find you?" And I was like, "You're right." So I took down all those videos. I'm starting from scratch. So if you go to youtube.com/CastingOverWilliams, soon you will see videos on podcasting, videos on my other podcast, which is popular, Black Men's Mental Health. You know what I'm saying? You will see my niche and what I do. I have a background in psychology. I have a background in all this stuff that at the end of the day, I need to stick to my niche. Now, the reason I told you that story is because a same applies to podcasting. Why podcast? Because at the end of the day, if you have something that you do, something that is your core, something that you are interested in, don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about anybody telling you what you should do or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You should just focus on what you do and the people will follow. Why podcast? Right? I'm saying this for a reason. Okay. podcasting has one of the most unlimited potentials for money. Because at the end of the day, there is no, unlike any other media out there, podcast has no rules right now. Now, I don't know down the road what will happen. I don't foresee it anytime soon, because even though podcasting is huge, it is still in its infancy. On average, there are only about 2 million episodes of podcasts out there. Now, you may say that's a lot of episodes, but think about the number of people in the world. 2 million ain't nothing. Nothing at all. How many people are in America? 800 million, I think. 700 million? I don't know. But that is a small percentage. And when I'm not talking about people that podcast. These are episodes. So at the end of the day, but if you think about music, music gets put out, millions, 100 million songs get put out a year, something like that, some type of crazy number of music, which takes longer to put out. Think about it. You have to, you know, you have a person that makes the beat. You have the person that sings the song, how many retakes you have of it, how many, and then you have to have the person that goes and edit it. You know what I'm saying? So each song is hours to create. That one song takes hours, and it's different stages from beat making to the artist writing, singing it, mistakes going back, somebody pros editing it, and that's one song. People come out with EPs with seven songs on it. So you're talking about hundreds of hours on just one EP, and they come out by hundreds of thousands a year. So you look at podcasts, you say 2 million. And it's more effortless than doing that. You have to actually work to do that. This right here, you just to talk about what you want to talk about. So why aren't you podcasting? And then you're like, well, Cass, well, okay, cool, podcasting, cool, but how do I make this money? Yo, at the end of the day, there's so many ways of advertising. There's cover advertisement. There's placement advertisement. There's commercial placement. All of that. And it literally costs you nothing to do the podcast. You get one client, and depending on your distribution or who you go with, could pay for the whole year of you putting your podcast out. You can monetize your podcast any way you want. So when you sit there and you think about podcasting, people say, why should I podcast? I say, why not? You're missing on an opportunity, because there are people out there that search for podcasts every day to listen to. There are people that love just listening to podcasts. I know some of the most boringest ass podcasts that I've ever heard in my life that have huge hot followings. Boring as shit. But there is a niche of people that like to listen to it. I mean, let's be real. Some of the most popular videos on YouTube is SMRS, SMRs, whatever they call that, where people are just at different sounds. Audio is in right now. And that's what people don't understand. During this whole pandemic, there was a chat that has blown up called Clubhouse. It's just audio. It's still popping right now. And people just talk. Audio is where it's at right now. If you're not on that wave of audio, you're going to miss it. And really, this is something that anybody could do. Like, literally, you could start a podcast on your phone. Like, you have a money-making tool right in your pocket right now. Every phone has the ability to record. So you don't even need, like, my book, Podcast Guru, Podcast for Beginners 101. It tells you, like, different instruments, equipment you could use and stuff like that, which is cool. But at the end of the day, anybody could pick up their phone and start a podcast today. Tell me what other business that you could make money off of that you could just literally pick up your phone and start right now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Radio is still very popular. Radio is not going anywhere. Even though TV and video, stuff like that's popular, radio is still popular. Talk shows, radio talk shows are still popular. So if you're not on this podcast wave right now, you are missing an opportunity for you to make money. And it doesn't take a lot of time. You could do a podcast a day, you could do a podcast a day, an hour a day. I don't suggest an hour for any podcast anymore, but I'll go further into that later on my podcast. But you don't have to, one time a day, you know, on your lunch break at work, right? You go on your lunch break, pull out your phone, do a podcast. You could literally do a podcast every single day with a half an hour of your time. And if you get the right distribution, right setup, of course, that's a little more research to get into. But you could put it out right then and there. Every single day you could have a podcast. And people will listen to you every single day. And you can make money from people wanting to advertise on there. People wanting to show their products, interviews, things like that. I mean, it's really that simple. And the thing, I'm saying it because I do it. One thing I hate is when people talk, oh, you'll do this, but they don't do it themselves. Well, for me, I do this. So I'm trying to let people know that this is a billion-dollar business. Seth Rogen, all these popular podcasts are getting multi-million-dollar deals for their podcasts. And all they do is talk various topics. It doesn't matter. You could have a podcast about curtains and sheets, and there will be people that will listen to it. Then you can get a sponsorship or advertise it from a sheet company. I mean, seriously, there is a lane for everything. And podcast is at its infancy. Almost every day on my timeline, I see people always asking, where can I listen to podcasts? Of course, I send them to the Culture Play. They're like, oh, thanks. These are great podcasts. Appreciate it. But that's daily. People want to listen to their podcast. People want to jog, listen to a podcast. People want to drive, listen to the podcast. Facebook, Instagram is great for visual. But at the end of the day, most of your life, if you're an active person, you can't look at a video. Podcast is that thing that when you're active, you can listen to. I'm running. I'm listening to my podcast. I'm driving, listening to my podcast. Shit, I'm at work doing paperwork, listening to my podcast on my earplugs. You know? I mean, this is what I do full-time. I'm just saying, if you have a job, you know what I'm saying? You're doing your job. Yo, you got your little your earplugs in. Your boss don't know no better because they got something that you can hide. You know, ladies, you got your hair, so you put it in, and you listen to the podcast. Like, at the end of the day, there's so many opportunities to listen to podcasts. There's more opportunity to listen to podcasts than is to look at videos of Facebook. Because, you know, Facebook, all that stuff is distracting because you have to look visually. People scrolling up. This actions you have to do when going on Facebook. You just can't look at Facebook and not scroll. You can't look at Instagram and not scroll. You have to do something with that. Podcasting, they just go to your podcast, press play, and they listen for those 15 hour, no matter how long it is, all they do is they just listen. It is virtually a non-productive product. Like, you don't have to put too much into produce it, and you get the most output. Because isn't that the dream? The dream is to give minimum effort for maximum output. You know, I want to put in a dollar and get back $10. And that's what podcast is. You control the content. You could curse, motherfucker, all that stuff. Nobody's going to tell you you can't say that. There is no boundaries of what you could talk about. There is no FCC or anybody telling you you cannot do this or cannot do that. You could say, talk about anything, and there's an audience out there, people that will listen. So why podcast? The question really is, why aren't you podcasting? Because it's an opportunity. It's a little side hustle. Like, seriously, you could make money off podcasting. So if you're not doing it, you really need to jump on this right now. I'm telling you, if you don't jump on it, it's going to get to a point where it's going to be so saturated and that it's going to be hard for you to get in. This is the perfect opportunity for you to get into podcasting. The perfect opportunity. All it takes is you talking, and you can start with your phone. Now, I can sit here and tell you about all the equipment, all that stuff that's in my book, but you can just start with your phone and just put your podcast out. I appreciate you listening to this episode. If you want to check me out, go to CassandraWilliams.com. Everything's on it. All my podcasts, what I do, my books, my business ventures, all on there. I appreciate everybody listening to the one. And until next time, talk to you later.